This nobleman is Jacques Coeur, the master of the royal mint. In this year, 1444, he is the man that Charles VII relies upon to ensure that the finances of his public treasury prosper. Jacques Coeur has a good business sense and a taste for adventure. A skilled negotiator, he is a man of actions and transactions. For the profit and glory of his king, he knows to supply armies with horses and food on request and to build vessels which will ply new trade routes. Both an operator of mines and a merchant, he brings textiles, precious stones, furs and perfumes from the Orient that the beautiful Agnes, the king's favorite, is particularly fond of. The rise of this man of lowly origin, elevated to a position of nobility by the king, and who is successful in everything he does, attracts the hostility of the princes, who accuse him of drawing his riches from the coffers of the kingdom. The false accusations made by his debtors are eventually successful. Several years later, he is sentenced to imprisonment and the confiscation of all his property. Jacques Coeur then escapes from the prison of Poitiers, making his way to Pisa, then Rome. He ends his life and career in the service of Pope Nicholas V.